Good morning, Tuesday, May 30th. Hope everybody had a nice holiday weekend. We went 3-0 yesterday, 1-0 on this podcast. I gave you one play. There's a total of three plays, so two additional plays over at Patreon, score projections page there. And that was one in baseball, which won, one in hockey, which won, and then you had the Heat, plus 7.5. So I mentioned I had almost no fear in that play, so therefore I made it only a one-unit play because almost no fear is scary. Well, there was good reason for almost no fear. Heat blew him out, took him by 20, didn't need any points, could have given up 19 points in theory. So yeah, there was good reason to not have fear in that, but that game is now ancient history, 3-0 yesterday. Let's move on. There's no basketball, there's no hockey, there's baseball today. And we have five plays. Going to go give you two here, and there'll be an additional three over at Patreon. All right, we're going to start out with the Giants over the Pirates. The Giants look to be throwing a bullpen game, so we don't need to focus too much on starting pitchers, obviously, because of the relievers. Now, the relievers that they'll throw out, they're going to be pretty good, whereas Pittsburgh's Johan Oviedo is no good. 470 ERA, 1.53 whip. Averages about 5 1/3 innings per start. It's no good. San Francisco at home, of course, is a bonus. And the fact that Pirates, after their red-hot start, are coming back down to earth, as everyone expected. I think everyone did. They've lost 7 of the last 10, including 3 in a row, and including last night, 14-4 at San Francisco. Now that should have been seen as well, because Rich Hill for the Pirates is not good. Meanwhile, over in San Francisco, they've won 7 of 10. So you've got the hotter team, you've got the home team. You've got a bad pitcher for the opponent, and you're throwing your bullpen, which means you don't have to be married to one guy for attempt at five innings or something. So at a short line of -141, we take that. And we run. Now, let's finish up with Washington at LA. So I'm giving you, obviously, the last two games on the schedule, as it's typical for me to do. You've got Jake Irvin of Washington pitching against Tony Gonsolin of the Dodgers. The Dodgers are at home. And we know that the Dodgers are the better team. Significantly better. So Gonsolin with a 1.82 ERA and a 0.91 whip. Limited action because he started late. Irvin, 5.32 ERA, 1.59 whip, 4 1/3 innings pitch. He doesn't even qualify for a win most of the time that he starts. On average, he does not. So you've got the Washington team, though, that has won 5 of 10. And you've got the Dodgers team that has won 5 of 10. Now, they had a nice long road trip before they came home and beat the Nationals 6-1 yesterday. And we should look for something similar to that today. I think very similar to that today. 6-1, 7-2, something like that. Looks really strong. And we're going to take the Dodgers. You could take the Dodgers on the run line, but you're going to pay $1.50 for that. And as a home team, that's usually not a good idea. Now, there's such an advantage here. I've got this 5.46 for the Dodgers and 3.42 for the Nationals, which is more than a two-run margin, which you've heard me say over the months of last year and this year, that when we get a two-run margin, same thing with hockey, two-goal, but two-run margin in baseball, usually pretty safe to take a run line because a computer simulation is not going to give you two-run margins as often as the real outcome could be. So in any event, you could take that, but you're paying $1.50. Let's go with the Dodgers just to simply win by one or more, and the game under 11.5 at -120. So we're paying less. You don't have to win by two, but it can't be 12 or more. So let's hedge that a little bit. Now let's take the Dodgers by two and under 13.5 at +105. So now you have that plus, that Dodgers -1.5, but rather than paying -150, you're getting +105. If, of course, you can get under 13.5. Now, on a game when you're expecting it to have a two-run margin, 13.5 isn't the most ideal. You would think 14.5 so that you can have 8-6, for example, whereas 8-6 here is over. But 8-6 is not going to be the final score. It's as you get up this high into 13, 14 runs, it's not really the two-goal margin you're looking for, the two-run margin you're looking for. And if it is, it could just as easily be, you know, 10-8 or something. So that would blow us out either way. But more likely you're looking at 7-5, something like that. Maybe it's 7-4, 8-5. 8-5 seems pretty logical too. But anyway, that's the play. It's Dodgers to win under 11.5 at minus 120. Dodgers to win by two or more and under 13.5 at plus money at plus 105. So those are the plays. Best of luck, and we'll be back tomorrow.